This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Peace in Life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of peace in life in the Islamic lifestyle. Now, when we talk about the peace in the life of a person, basically we are talking about a family. That person can have a peace in his life when he is having a family. And this family is basically is the cause of peace in his life. Now, this family can be only with the husband and wife, and also it can be with the husband and wife and their children. And therefore, we can see that even those couples who do not have kids and they are married to each other, they do not have that kind of peace which those who have kids, who have children. And this couple who's married and they cannot have kids and they have maybe some medical issues or natural issues due to which they cannot have kids, they always desire for having a kid. Even if they adopt a child, they do have this desire in their heart that maybe we could have our own child. So this peace which comes with the child in the house and the relation between this child and his or her mother and father, this peace only comes with the formation of the family with having kids only. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of peace in family, in the life, peace in the life. We said that this peace can come with the child. Obviously, when someone can have a child, when a couple have a child, they have more peace in their life as compared to those who do not have any children and the desire for having a child in their whole life. And that's why we can see that there are many people who refer to a doctor in order to get a child or have a child. And there are different ways which are introduced in today's science with these advancements which the science, especially the medical science, have. But obviously this peace that they are after, it comes with the child. And therefore Islam is talking about this. Islam is saying that in your Islamic lifestyle, if you want to have peace, have child. And also we have seen that, for example, if a family who have, for example, one or two boys in their family, they desire for having a girl. And on the other side, if the family only have girls in their life, they desire or they wish to have a boy as well. So basically they want to experience both things, like having a boy and a girl in their families. And once the family has a boy and a girl, they think that the family is fulfilled and this family is complete because they have both types of kids. And the peace which they have now wasn't when they did not have either the boy or the girl. So basically, this is the family. And on top of that, Islam says that إِنَّ خَيْرَ نِسَائِكُمُ الْوَلُودُ الْوَدُودُ, that the best woman is the ones who can have kids, who are beneficial for you, the who are basically, who have mercy, and those who are loving and can have kids. So this is the best woman, that obviously she provides you peace, she provides you love, she gives you affection, she's bringing peace in the life, and on top of that, she's able to bring children. And therefore, this family is completed. This family is completed. And the peace that this family has, the other families do not experience such peace in their life. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.